Hey guys, this is Kerr Avon with my first attempt at a talkback. I've been listening to your podcasts practically since the beginning and always find them incredibly informative, either for ongoing challenges or recording tips or podfic that I want to listen to. For example, Black Glass's recording of Run Like We're Awesome, which I am, with all my willpower, not listening to right this second. Anyway, I've been catching up on the last several months. Real life has been extremely hectic. I only managed to record during 1 week of Amplificathon this year. And I was thrilled with all your new Audacity tricks that you listed out in episode 15. However, when the listener asked about incorporating music into your podfic, you forgot to mention the envelope tool, so I thought I might. I find this tool particularly useful when you want music running in the background of your recording but not overpowering it. You can't just record the music simultaneously with the dialogue because then your editing process leaves gaps and jumps. So that's where the envelope is useful. First, like you mentioned, you put the music on a second track beneath the audio recording and move it to where you want it with the time shift tool. Then select the envelope tool, which is the two triangles with the blue line between them, and then click on the music audio track. Every time you click on it thereafter, you create a control point that sets the amplitude of the track at that position, and you can click on those points and shift them up or down to make the thing louder or less loud after you've previewed it. This way, you can increase or decrease the volume of your music either rapidly, gently, sharply, or gradually, however you want. Clicking on a previously created control point and dragging it outside the track erases it, in case you don't like the way it sounds at all. Sometimes you make enough amplitude changes that they start messing up the previous ones, especially if you're trying to do it for an entire block of music. The best thing to do in that case is save the file so that you have a backup, get the first part exactly the way you want it, and then render it. Your current track disappears and a new track then appears at the bottom of your recording with the changes that you've made already made permanent, so it's a clean track. You can then continue your sound modifications without worrying about messing up what you've already done. The best example of me using this tool in my recordings is my Good Omens podfic of Bebop, where Aziraphale and Crowley encountered 5 famous bands over the years. There were sections in the text that actually included the band lyrics as they were singing them, and this had to be placed just exactly right in the underlying music track. Once they were lined up, I could increase the volume just for those lyrics, leaving a space in the audio track above, and then decrease it again once speaking resumed. Anyway, I thought that might be something your listener could use, and if not, it's still a useful tool to keep in mind. Also, I hope you don't mind that I used your theme music for my examples, because it just seemed the most appropriate. Thanks again for all your work on these podcasts, and I look forward to hearing more of them in the future.